It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, November 17th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American novelist and historian Shelby Foote, born in Greenville, Mississippi in 1916. He is best known as the author of the massive three-volume chronicle, The Civil War, A Narrative. With geographic and cultural roots in the Mississippi Delta, Foote's life and writing parallel the radical shift from the agrarian planter system of the Old South to the civil rights era of the New South. He did all his writing by hand with an old-fashioned nib pen dipped in liquid ink in a bottle, later transcribing the result into typewritten copy. He edited the student newspaper of Greenville High School and frequently used the paper to lampoon the school's principal. In 1935, he applied to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, but was denied admission because of an unfavorable recommendation from his principal. He presented himself for admission anyway, and as a result of admissions tests, he was accepted. Interested more in learning than in earning a degree, he was not a model student, often skipping class to explore the library. He also began contributing fiction pieces to the university's literary magazine. He washed out and returned to Greenville in 1937, where he worked in construction and reported for a local newspaper. Around this same time, he began to work on his first novel. After World War II, Foote returned to Greenville and took a job with a local radio station, but he spent most of his time writing. He sent a story-length excerpt from his first novel to the Saturday Evening Post. Flood Burial was published in 1946, and when he received a $750 check as a payment, he quit his job to write full-time. Several novels, all grounded in his Southern upbringing and some having a Civil War connection, followed. Although he was not one of America's best-known fiction writers, Shelby Foote was admired by his peers, among them his literary hero, William Faulkner. In the early 1950s, he received a letter from Bennett Cerf at Random House, asking him to write a short history of the Civil War to appear for the conflict's centennial. Although he had no formal training as a historian, Cerf offered him a contract for a book of approximately 200,000 words. Foote worked for several weeks on an outline and decided that his plan couldn't be done to Cerf's specifications. He proposed instead that the assignment be expanded to three volumes of 500 to 600,000 words each, and he estimated that the entire project would be done in 9 years. With Bennett Cerf's approval, he started work in 1954, and writing at the rate of 500 to 600 words a day, the effort labored on for 20 years, not nine. The work received generally favorable reviews, but the author's real celebrity came as a result of his involvement with Ken Burns and his acclaimed documentary film. Much of the nation was captivated by Foote's commentary, which was delivered in a Mississippi drawl described as molasses over hominy. In 1 week at the end of September 1990, each volume of the trilogy sold 1,000 copies a day. By the middle of 1991, Random House had sold 400,000 copies. Foote later told Burns, "Ken, you've made me a millionaire." In 1992, 55 years after he left the University of North Carolina in disgrace, Shelby Foote received an honorary doctorate from the school, and numerous other accolades followed. He died at Baptist Hospital in Memphis on June 27, 2005. He was 88 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 17, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.